We are lighting up these airwaves. We are redefining entertainment from Bombela to Emalahleni. Raz FM.
I love Raz FM. Azishe.
Mpumalanga. Azishe.
We're in our final hour together on the Raz FM Weekend Afternoons with Sibo. And you know what time it is? We're getting into hashtag movers and shakers. This is where we have easy chats with some of the leading movers and shakers in the Mpumalanga province. I'm talking about game changers, trendsetters, individuals that keep on moving when the moving is not on. You know when you feel like you don't want to continue? These individuals are the ones that keep on moving and sitting comfortably. On her throne is the one and only female DJ, singer, songwriter, founder of Live Royal Sessions Entertainment Events, the Royal Zeno, hailing from the beautiful town of Middelburg, Kunala, Mpumalanga. Her career spans back to 2016, where she recorded and wrote her first song after relocating to Johannesburg, Gauteng. After that, it was achievement after achievement, milestone after another, having her music aired on some of the biggest television channels in the country, on most of the biggest radio stations in the country, and of course, including Mpumalanga's hottest, Rise FM. And this Ndebele princess, as she calls herself, is yet to explore the world because she aims for nothing but the stars. All hail the Royal Zeno. Welcome to Rise FM, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. I'm super excited to chat with you because I've been watching your career for years from Mbombe.
Really?
I have.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Like, I really have. I think even back then when you were working with your other manager, the name starts with an S. We won't say it here. So, since then, I've always watched your career and you've blossomed, you've been growing, you've been flowing.
Yeah.
And right now, some say you are still there at the peak and one of the top DJs to look out for, particularly in the high fold of Mpumalang. What keeps you going? What motivates you to stay on it?
Well, recently it's my daughter, I don't want to lie.
Mm.
So, yeah, she is my motivation, really. Like, I just look at her and think of all the things that I still need to do, and I need to make sure that I make her proud. But if not that, then prayer, because really, I was raised in a prayerful home, so that comes first more than anything else. So I'd say it's those two that really keep me grounded and motivated at all times. So, yeah.
And being born in Middelburg, growing up in Middelburg, how do you get into house music being a female? Because, you know, when you're looking back at the years in which you were growing up, it wasn't a thing. There weren't a lot of female DJs.
I think I'd like to say times are changing now. Mm. So I think it's more easier for females to become DJs, you know?
Mm.
So also what helps is connections. I feel like on my end, knowing people and socializing, especially socializing, got me to where I am today.
Mm.
You know, it's very important for you to know when the next upcoming gig or event is, so they can put you up on the lineup or they can book you, you know.
Mm.
So connection, you need to socialize more importantly. And yeah, you should be good. So yeah, that's what I've been doing.
You are not only a DJ, but you are a singer, you are a songwriter, and you host events. How do you combine all of these three? And for a DJ that is not hosting events, what would you say and advise that DJs in the sense of being versatile?
Okay. Firstly, to answer, if you're a DJ and you're not hosting, I feel like that needs to come from a passion. You can't do something that you're not really interested in. It's not compulsory, if you're a DJ, you need to host. No, if it works for you, then do it. It's not for everyone. Trust me, it's not. Also, I'm also learning on the way, but yeah, you keep going. And then I started out as a singer, as you said, started as a vocalist. Mm-hmm. And then I realized with time on, I can't just get on stage and perform and just DJ. Like, let me just learn something, so, like, advance my skills and learn how to DJ and try to balance the two. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. And I think it's working in my favor. I don't want to lie, it's working in my favor. Having to get to play your own songs, that's really cool, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it really does work for me.
That's so true, because I usually look at the likes of Bokabza and I'm just thinking, yo, the vibe of just playing your own songs, like, and people are vibing
to
your
nice
music.
Feeling. Yeah, it's a nice feeling, I don't want to lie. It's a beautiful feeling.
Now, Zeno, over the years, you have achieved so much. You are a formidable brand. You are a recognizable brand and name. You are a celebrity to the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
But Endlini, kwentakalani when you're with your family? Are you washing the dishes or are you being a celebrity?
There is no celebrity like you are cleaner, you make sure you're cleaning general community, you wash the dishes, you do the laundry, like,
yeah. So there's no special treatment?
Nothing, nothing.
I'm so disappointed.
I feel like that keeps you rooted, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a great thing. I feel you.
If you just joined us, yeah. It is your Rise FM Weekend Afternoons. We are within hashtag Movers and Shakers. We are chatting to DJ, singer, songwriter, entertainment entrepreneur, all the way from Middleburg. It's DJ Zeno. We're going to continue speaking to the Royal Zeno in just a little bit, so do stick around for that, because we're about to get into Never Have I Ever. So this one is from New Vest. Next, we get to know the Royal Zeno better. You're on Rise FM. So we're getting into my very favorite part of this conversation every Saturday, because every mover and shaker that I chat to, we are going to play Never Have I Ever by Atuga. Are you nervous, Zeno, or are you ready?
I am. I'm actually very nervous.
Strength to you, Uzo, strong. But it's not going to be hectic. It won't be hectic.
Okay.
So the rules are very, very simple. I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions, and you're just going to let us know if you've ever or if you've never in 1 minute. Are you ready?
Okay. I am.
You are killing me softly, because I can tell that you're so nervous.
Oh, I'm just wondering what you're going to ask me.
It's not going to be deep. It's going to be deep, but not too deep.
like, what are you even saying?
Listen, okay, let's not get carried away. We are starting now. Never have I ever re-gifted something.
I have.
Someone is not okay somewhere right now. Never have I ever pretended to be someone else online.
No, I've never.
Never have I ever pretended to not know someone that I know very well.
Oh, I have a lot.
Never have I ever cooked an entire 4-course meal.
I have.
Nice.
Not a great cook, but I try.
At least. Never have I ever been kissed by a supporter.
No, never. I'm not sure of it.
Wow.
Never.
You are disrespectful.
Keep a safe distance.
Wow. Okay. Never have I ever cried myself to sleep.
I have seen. I have.
Hectic.
Yes, I have.
And how do you deal with, like, some of the challenging times or the challenges that you face within your career? Besides your daughter, what enables you to get up and go to the decks again and again and again?
It's prayer, like I've said before. You know, one thing about me is I find it very hard to express myself. So I've been learning how to, you know. So I think the only way I can maybe try and help myself with that is praying. Tell God everything that you're feeling, you know. Then it feels a lot better. I don't know, it feels a lot better. So I've been trying to change that lately. I'm still trying. I'm not perfect, but yeah, we try.
Yeah, I like that. I feel like it's the human part of you. You know, sometimes when you're a public figure, people just think we're plastic. You're always happy. You're always ready to hit the decks and jive and groove.
Yeah.
But the and going gets the tough. Case. Yeah.
Yeah, we go through things as well. We go through things as well.
And how has it been for you, or how challenging has it been for you to get back to the decks after having your child? We've seen a lot of entertainers deciding, I am now a family woman or a family man. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, no. It's not easy, Shane. It's not easy. I think throughout my whole career, this was probably the biggest challenge that I've ever faced. Because now, remember, you just had a baby, you have insecurities about your body, about yourself. You kind of forgotten who you are, you know. So you first have to reconnect with yourself first before you can be Uzino again. So, I was very skeptical. Whether should I go back again or not? Should I stick to hosting alone? You know, it is it was challenging. Shame around a lie. But I did it, and I'm glad I did. At the time, I decided to do it. So, festive season is approaching, so I know I'll be good December. I'm glad I did.
And speaking of the festive season, as we wrap up our conversation, what can we look forward from the Royal Zino this festive season? Where are we catching up with you? Where's the hottest place to be with Zino this December?
Okay, so this December I'm definitely going to be focusing on my session. Which I'll be posting on my social media, also on the Royal Sessions page on Instagram. And then also a gig that I'm looking forward to is a gig happening in November on the 21st. Yes, it's the Mtoni Gardens Experience. I'm very excited for that. It's happening at Ukamba Industrial Park. And then there's one that I'm very, very excited about on the 16th as well in Grill. But all the others I'll be updating on my social media pages. So keep in touch. Yeah, keep in touch and you get all the information there.
And any music? I'm not hearing you talk about the music. And I know you're into the music. How come?
You know, that was a bit slow after my maternity break. But we'll be releasing a new music video soon with Dustline, Versatile King, and Desmond Soft.
Nice.
So, yeah. Sorry.
You are shaking.
I'm moving. You know. So, yeah, that will be posted also on the socials. But, yeah, we just started recently, so it should be out soon.
Fantastic.
Which I'm also excited for.
Great. Yeah. Zino, listen, thank you so much for chatting to us. I enjoyed the conversation. I wish you all the best. Keep on rising, keep on shining, and continue serving that fire, babe.
Thank you, my love. Thank you for having me. It was nice chatting to you.
Thank you so much. It is the one and only Ndebele Princess, Royal Zino, movers and shakers on Rise FM. If you just joined us and you missed it, hi, my darling. Kanjani manje. You can't do that, man. But because I love you, here at Rise FM, we've got you covered. Simply go to our website. It's www.risefm.co.za. Our podcasts are going to be up and running, so you can definitely catch up on this conversation and many others that take place between 5 and 6 on Movers and Shakers here on Rise FM. From me to you on this fabulous Saturday, I'm out of here. Nontobeko taking over. I'm back with you tomorrow, same time, 3 to 6. Sibo Pulson, City Coco signing out. Ciao.